make it fit for you. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Blake?
Yes.
Hey, Blake. My name's John. I'm the director here. How are you doing today?
Good.
That's what I like to hear. I understand you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Still a little confused how you found me, but other than that, yes.
Oh, we're a premier Google partner. So we're right next to Google here.
I have no idea what that means.
SoCal. Well, we're in charge of generating most of Google's income, so to speak. I mean, the business owners that pay to be on the first page of Google are where a majority of Google's income comes from, whether it be like Google Guarantee, Google Ads, or Google Places like we're calling you about now. So when a spot opens up, they'll create a list of guys that fit the service area and industry that we're looking to fill, and then they send it over to us, and we go down the list. We fill the spot, and then we host it and maintain it, make sure it's working for you guys, so that way, ultimately, you could continue to use it every month.
So I guess my question is, I'm already with Angie, or Home Advisor, and basically my understanding with what they provide is, you know, when someone searches for a contractor in an area, Angie is paying a lot of money to Google so that they are, you know,
yes, they do.
Top of the list or whatever.
They do something just like this.
So how is this any different than what they provide?
Oh, it's so different, Blake. Yeah, it's so different. What they're doing is they're putting you on their site. They're putting themselves on Google. When somebody calls Home Advisor by Angie's, they create a lead, and then they sell that lead to you and about three or four other guys in your area that are on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to pay the lead fee whether you get it or not. So you're paying to compete. It's like you're buying scratchers from them, basically. You know, you pay, and then you find out if you win. With this, we're listing your business. So we're creating Prime Form enhancements, own Google business profile, verifying that business profile. We're taking that Google business profile, and we're placing you independently on the first page. So they're seeing Prime Form enhancements with your phone number, not Home Advisor 10 Best or Angie's List 10 Best in the area. Right. So they have the ability to call you directly. They'll see your website, your reviews, your top recommended. So, and then there's no lead fees, no click fees, no call fees. So there's no middleman in there basically that's intercepting your leads and selling them to your competitors. We would just let the customer call you direct from there.
Okay. That makes sense. I appreciate that.
It'd be a lot better for you. That's actually why we called you, is because we saw you were using that. You're on a list of about 32 guys, but there's about six of you on the list that have Home Advisor by Angie's, and we're like, okay, let's call those guys first, because you're going to be overspending right now with that system, and you're also going to get a lot less bang for your buck, because if they're charging you $50, $60 a lead, and you know your budget's $500, $600, you get 10 leads for the month, and that's it. And then you got to compete with those leads, you know. We list you independently.
Right.
There's a lot more job opportunity, and you don't have to spend that much. Usually we charge $599 for a platinum package, but because of you already having your website and the new in business credit that Tara requested, I can actually get the rate reduced to just $299. And a platinum package is a full, like, digital branding service. Like, it's a full digital branding package where you're not just getting the first page placement on Google. As long as we do the submissions, you end up on the first page of Bing, Amazon Alexa voice search results. They pull from the Google top three local guides for their recommendations as well. Same thing with Apple Safari for the iPhones. You know, you're on Yelp, you're on Yellow Pages, you're on Thumbtack. We also do Facebook ads. That's all a part of that $299 pricing structure. So you're going from all your eggs in one basket, paying for every lead that you get, to now we have about 10 different avenues of generating leads without you having to pay per lead or click or call.
Gotcha. That's okay.
$299 month
Understood.
To month. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is a month to month. There's no term contract.
Exactly. Yeah. We want you to come back on your own.
Whenever.
Yeah, exactly. That's how we know we're doing
okay.
a good job, and that's how Google knows we're doing a good job. We get in there and make sure that everything's working properly, and you're listed for the right things in the right areas.
Okay. The only issue is, you know, we just signed a contract with Angie for a year, and it's comparative monthly, actually it's more.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in hindsight, I wish I would have had better information. Unfortunately, you know, I'm a contractor and not a marketing expert.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, we didn't have a spot available to even have this conversation until today.
Right.
I mean, it's been 11 months, so don't beat yourself up. Honestly, if you didn't do that, we might not even be talking to you right now. So it's not a bad thing that you did that.
Right, good point.
Yeah. It's just not a long-term solution.
Egg and a chicken, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's very interesting. Is there something you send over? What kind of agreement do you have?
So everybody, at point of sale. So like, let's say I created your Google business profile and secured that spot with you. Automatically it's going to generate a Google verification form. It gets texted and emailed to you. You got to fill that out. It'll ask for any required documents for your industry. Maybe like license, insurance, business registration, things like that. That goes directly to the Google headquarters. There's a full outline of the service agreement. It is month to month, so it's not a contract. So we just call it the service agreement or subscription terms.
Gotcha.
But it has everything documented. Have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, billing date, cancellation that you could cancel at any time. No fees or penalties for that. And then there's also a username and password that gets sent over to you with a link to the account dashboard and tracking system app that we have, so that way you can keep track of all the customers that are coming specifically from our services and request your Google reviews, et cetera.
Okay. So it's pretty user-friendly when it comes to actually setting up the profile, so to be. So
super easy.
I'll create it.
I'll get you that stuff. And then we schedule an interview. So actually, we'll have an interview either later today or Monday, depending on what's best for you. And then we have a technician that'll actually go over all the services, the area you cover, how you want it to look. You know, we want to make sure that it fits your expectations.
Okay. Perfect. That sounds very clear. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, super easy. We don't expect you to be tech savvy or jump on a computer. You know, we like to take care of all those things. We want you guys to just focus on the customers that are coming in, taking care of those people, and getting good reviews as you can.
Great. Okay. That all sounds good, yeah.
So, do you want to give it a shot?
Yes. I just don't want to sign anything. I just want basically to make sure that there is I can get out without anything unexpected. Just for example, you know, we did this for 2 months.
I do want to tell you this,
and
too.
Either,
I know Home Advisor tells you you're binded to a contract, but when it comes to marketing for your business, you could always get out of it, by the way. Any marketing, even them.
Well,
even
they have a termination agreement. That's what they told me. I'm aware.
I've been here 12 years, so I can't tell you how many guys I've worked with that have made the switch from them to our services when the spots become available. And I've watched them.
Really?
Yeah, get out of that. There's an article here. I'll send it over to you. But it's illegal. Like, if you decided one day that this is a detriment to your business, you have every right to discontinue that marketing and get out of it without said penalties. That what they're doing is not actually within the legal parameters of business to business marketing.
Okay, that's not
100%
surprising. Yeah, honestly. Okay, that's very interesting. That doesn't involve any attorneys. That just involves a stern letter.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a FTC article that I sent you, and you could actually report them. And then usually you call them, you try that way first. You let them know that, hey, you know, you decide to move a different route. Then they try to pull all the penalties. I mean, you could threaten an attorney, but usually if you tell them that you're going to fill out the report on the FTC site that I just sent you, that's where we start to see them backpedal, and they just drop it and cut ties.
Ah, interesting. Yeah, okay. Well, that would make sense. You know,
they already have enough lawyers.
Scale.
Yeah.
What's one, you know, what's one measly client, and then cite it, and then just say, okay, hey, here's your money, or you don't owe us anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, because that's how it works.
Okay.
Like, you'll always win in a court setting, too, if they're talking about, oh, you know, this is a detriment to my company. I actually spent more money on it than I made off of it. I started going backwards as a business instead of forwards with that. You know, they're going to side with you every time. Yeah.
It's so hard to believe people in these high-pressure sales type crap, you know. You know, they just sell you the world and you kind of get strung along. And
well, no, that's not the thing. So honestly, it does work for some people. I'm just explaining to you that, like, if you want to get out of it, you could still get out of it, and that's the way. But there's been a lot of people who have reported them, you know, there's thousands of them, but there is a group of people that use that service, and it does work for them too. Usually you have to have like a lower price point than a lot of your competitors, since you're bidding against them for the job. A lot of times those homeowners are just looking for the cheapest rate. So I won't say that it doesn't work, but it's definitely going to devalue, the work and maybe take away some of your profit between the lead fees and having to drop your price in order to make it work.
Yeah, and, you know, since we just got going, we've only done a couple jobs, and that's just been word of mouth through other resources. You know, we haven't had any cold calls, so to speak. So it should be interesting to see how it kind of unfolds, because according to them, there's, you know, a ton of leads coming through, very few contractors. But, you know, it's all yet to be seen.
Well, that's true. Yeah, they're doing Google advertising. You know, so Google advertising is going to get you the most exposure. And so if they're doing Google advertising, there's definitely a lot of job opportunities there. I mean, it's been the most profitable way to market for the last 17 years. It's just the quality of those job opportunities and leads is being diminished by their system.
Okay, that's interesting. But also economically, I guess, makes sense market-wise.
Yeah.
Everything's expensive and people are not buying new homes and they want to put money in their house, but they don't, you know.
Yeah, but they want the cheapest rate. This is going on, you know. So they kind of, anybody that fills out that form, they're usually price shopping. Like if they fill out that form on Home Advisor, they're looking at, okay, I already got a quote. Let me see if I can get it for, you know, $2,000-$5,000 cheaper, you know.
Yeah. My partner, he was really worried about and still is. So we are skeptics with everything, though, you know, questioning everything. But okay. Well, that's great information. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we'll get you some definitive answers, though, as far as a long-term solution, too, when I have you on this introductory package, because there's going to be so many different things that we're doing, and every business is different. You might find that, like, Facebook generates more leads for you than Yelp or Yellow Pages, you know? But at least we'll know exactly what works for you, because we're going to have so many different things that we'll be doing for you, you know, that we'll be able to evaluate. So instead of you just going one by one through Home Advisor, then Yelp, and then Facebook, and then Google, and then Bing, you know, we'll be able to knock all those out in one and get you some pretty definitive answers by having it professionally hosted here over the next couple months.
Okay, great.
So if you're willing to come on board with us today, I'll create the Google business profile, secure that position with you, and then we could get you your paperwork and schedule your client interview.
Yeah, do you want me to pay first, or do I get a look at the documentation before?
Well, I got to create the account, and then I could send you, like, a pre-draft of the document before you give out any kind of card or anything.
That would be great.
Okay.
If I could
What's your last name?
That would make me feel better. Smith.
Okay. And your business email address?
Blake@primeformenhancements.com.
Okay. And is the phone number we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
Okay. And then Google sends a PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. It's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. What's the business street address?
1395 Rosemary, one word, Drive.
Castle Rock.
And that's Yep, Castle Rock 80109.
Okay. And then you're comfortable with your current website being attached to the Google business profile?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. All right. And how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed on Google?
Have to think. 6 to 9.
Okay.
6 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Go ahead and do, we can change this at a later date, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You'll get my direct number and extension, and we have 24/7 customer service if you want to swap it.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, go ahead and do 7 days a week.
Okay. And you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Currently just cash and check.
Okay. Okay. Got the profile created. All right. Now I can engineer an agreement. Okay. Create a profile subscription. Okay. And then I offer you a platinum package bundle, which is usually this $5.99, but we're going to reduce it to $2.99. Still include Facebook ads. Okay.
And that $2.99 rate, is that, since that is a premium, I'm getting a discount for a new business, how long is that a lifetime type of rate, or is it change?
Yeah, so if you come on board with me today, in the service agreement, we're going to detail it as it's going to stick. So it'll just stay $2.99 month to month as long as you're with us.
Okay, great.
Okay. And then we'll obviously make you offers as long as, like, the reviews are coming back good. At the end of each month, we'll sit down. We could evaluate it. And if you decide, like, you want to do maybe, like, a prepay option to save yourself some money, you know, we'll throw those out there.
Okay. Understood. But if nothing changes and I get good reviews and we're, you know, good business, it'll stay at $2.99 and sold.
Well, that $2.99 is never going to change, but as far as us locking in with you for like 6 months or a year, we do kind of want you to have the month-to-month for like 2 to 3 months just so we could see, you know, how you're performing, how your reviews are coming back before we commit to sticking with you long-term and promoting you long-term.
Okay, but otherwise we can go month-to-month?
Forever if you want, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it'll stay month-to-month. Good. That's always on the table.
I understand my...
Yeah, okay. Google likes us to keep it month-to-month, too, because it's like we get to evaluate you. You guys get to evaluate us on our performance, too. Usually if you're consistently coming back each month, Google knows, hey, they're obviously making good money. Smart business owner's not going to keep
going
out $500, $600 a month for nothing, you know.
Right. No, great. Great model.
Okay. Just a second here. I was able to engineer the agreement with the discounts, and then I will send you a demo copy. Obviously, once I process a payment, it'll send you the full engineered agreement, but this is a sample of what it looks like that I've kind of mustered up here and just texted it over to you. And so usually this comes via text and email. There's a link in there. If you click on that, it'll take you right to the service agreement. Oh, hold on. Error code. It looks like...
You got the wrong email?
Well, no, I texted it over, so it shouldn't be an email issue.
Last text I got from you was at 9:56.
Yeah, that was the FTC. I just sent the link manually instead of the whole text message. Is that link good?
Okay, local splash, terms of experience?
Uh-huh, that's it.
Okay.
And then also our company, if you just look up global splash reviews, well, this is actually what it'll look like, but our company's been around for 20 years, is what I was telling you, so we got so many reviews online. We're actually right next to the Google Building 1 in Southern California here. It's in Irvine now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the only portion that's off on this service agreement, though, I just pulled it up, and it's because the account's not actually active, is when you go down to payments. The payment section, it says on 11001, you paid Local Splash $0 to activate future billings. So this one obviously will automatically adjust to the $2.99 for the platinum package, and then it'll have outlined all the service agreement, or all the products and features that are be listed above. So it'll cover like local SEO, Facebook ads, all the directory submissions.
Okay. Speaking of SEO, so what do I forgive my
totally
inability
fine.
To tech stuff. With regards to SEO and the website, is this fall in that same kind of category here? Or
well, usually when you build your website, you want to make sure it's compatible for SEO. So that way it's compatible with this type
correct.
Of service and your Google business profile and everything. And then there's some on-site SEO that you would do, which is just basically making sure that the website matches up with the off-site SEO that we do.
Okay, so I designed my website through a third-party Luca, and actually I was on there today because I'm having trouble getting that thing to even come up at all, they have a whole SEO or area where you can adjust all that and edit and et cetera. So it's a very nice site, actually. I just don't know how to freaking use it.
Yeah.
Okay. And one of the things is to link your Google business account, I believe.
Yes.
And you import some sort of ID.
Yeah, we'd create that for you.
IDs or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll
okay.
be able to
so
do
this
that
is,
for you.
This is the same thing, but I'm talking about what you are actually providing.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
it's it, cool. we're going to be able to use that site. Usually it's charged in the Platinum package, but in your service agreement, we're not charging anything for it. Since you've already purchased this domain and started working on it, that's actually going to work in your favor. So it makes it pretty
okay.
easy for us. Any changes that you want to make or help that you want with the site, it's as simple as granting us access to it and telling us what you want, and we'll go in there and get it taken care of for you.
Perfect. Wow. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, should make your life easy, you know. Like I said, we really just want you guys to focus on the customers that are coming in, making sure that they're getting a top-notch service and that you're getting good reviews. Everything else we like to take care of. I have some clients that are like 70 years old. They just don't even mess with the technology, you know. But
mm-hmm.
they want the phone
sure.
calls and they want the exposure. And they're some of the best contractors that are out there, you know. So we make it work for them.
Absolutely, yep.
Mm-hmm.
I know a handful of them. They're great.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't even have email,
you're not tech savvy doesn't mean that you're not like the best roofing contractor around.
No, you know? Exactly. 100%. Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
You guys are tradesmen. You know,
yeah, we
do.
Actually have people in the Amish community in Ohio, believe it or not, and they do Google advertising. They can't get on the computer. It's just part of their culture. But they're great carpenters.
Irresistible.
Workers. Yeah. They
yeah.
got one
oh,
one
awesome.
Landline in there, and then that's it.
Cool.
Make it work. Okay. So hopefully that makes you feel a bit comfortable there. Try to go above and beyond so you know that you're in good hands.
Okay, yes. This most definitely does.
Okay. All right. So I've already got your account created, actually. Since we did that. We do want to schedule a client interview, though, before I process any kind of payment with you. These client interviews, Blake, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour window, though, in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. Is there a time today that we can knock it out?
I want to have my business partner on the call, too, but...
Yeah, we definitely want his input, especially on the services. I can add him to the account as well, too, so that way he gets access to the tracking system and everything, too.
Yeah, let me text him right now.
Okay.
And see if he gets back to me. Otherwise, I think if we set something up for around 1, then we should probably be okay.
Okay. Ooh, 1 is 12 to 1 here in Southern California, and that's when the client interview technicians take their lunch hour. So I have like I got a 12 to 1, and then I have a 2 to 3 Mountain Standard.
Okay, hold on one second. I'm trying to do two things at once here.
No, take your time. Take your time. We also have 3 and 4 and 4 and 5 if he says he needs it more in the afternoon. And those are all Mountain Standard.
I'm sorry, you said 2 p.m. Mountain?
I can do 2 p.m. Mountain, yes.
Okay, let's... let's do 2 o'clock.
Okay, all right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email. And then I'll text you 1 hour prior to the client interview. It's an automated reminder that will get texted over to you, just so you don't forget.
Okay.
And then
perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Give me one second. I'm just getting this slot and the appointment set up with the client interview technician, and then I'll go over to the settings there and add a manager.
Okay.
Give me one second. Okay, perfect. Okay, settings. He's co-owner, right?
Correct, yep.
Okay, let me go ahead and add him as co-owner. Full access. Okay, and first and last name?
Mark, M-A-R-K.
Mm-hmm.
Ducote, D-U-C-O-T-E.
Okay, and his phone number?
It is... 404-409-3771.
Okay. We'll never contact him. This is just in case he calls in and, you know, because you'll have my direct number and extension. This will come up on our caller ID system and we'll be able to associate him with the proper business.
Okay. Great.
All right. And save. All right. And then I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I'll be the account lead, but I won't be the only guy you talk to, okay? There's going to be a team of people here helping me with fulfillment. But if you want something
Great.
Done quick or directly with me, you hit that extension 544. If it's after hours, it's the same phone number. It's the one that I've been texting you on as well. You just hit extension 1, and then you get a live operator anytime.
Extension 1 if I call directly to the number you're calling from?
Yeah, so you always dial that number, and then it'll prompt you after you dial that number.
Gotcha.
So if you hit 544, it'll go to me. If you just hit 1, it'll give you the next available live operator. You got about 450 people that work here.
Okay.
Pretty big company.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay. That makes sense.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Debit card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, Blake, or does it also say Prime Form Enhancements?
It's a business checking account. Prime
okay,
form.
Perfect. Yeah, because this is a business expense, so you'll be able to write this off.
Correct.
I just want to make sure we have that on the invoice receipt, even if you did a personal card. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that they're sending that Google PIN verification letter to you in the mail?
It is.
Okay. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Sure. It's 4373.
4373. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year.
9/27.
September 2027. And then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
556.
556. Okay. And then as an added form of protection for you, we do have a security question, and you can verify this with your partner as well. You have 3 options for this. This is mainly just to identify you or your partner if you call in, or vice versa. If you get a call from one of our representatives and you want to make sure you're talking to the right people, you can pull out the security question on them. So you have 3 options here. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay. Where were you born, Blake?
Loveland.
Loveland. Oh, yeah. I know Loveland.
That's
kind
of cool.
Yeah. My brother's actually been in Telluride for the last 8 years.
Oh, I love
it's a ways away. But, yeah, I love going out there, especially this time of year. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's great because it is in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. It's his style.
Right on. I appreciate that. I like that.
Yeah, he's a vet, so, you know. So he moved out
right
there.
On.
He loved it. He loved it out there. All right, let me save.
Very cool.
Yeah, he went to Iraq and Afghanistan from 2010 to 2016. He came back to the city, and he just did not like it. And he's like, I'm going to go find somewhere else to go. And he found Telluride. He's been there ever since.
Cool.
Bought property.
Actually, one of my kind of entrepreneurial angles with the construction is to try and figure out a way to market to vets, disabled vets, and do improvements to their homes, kind of similar to what like a Tunnel of the Towers does, but on a local level. Mark's whole family was in the military, so there's definitely an affinity, and a passion to help our, you know, especially our disabled vets.
And my brother was a Tomahawk, so he's not disabled, but a lot of people that were in his group are. I think it was his 1st Infantry 23rd, 1st and 26th, the Tomahawks. Yeah.
Wow.
So there a lot of them. Like he got medically discharged. He was in. Like a Humvee, and they ran over a bomb. And so some of the guys in his unit are, you know, we see them on the holidays and missing a leg or missing an arm.
Yeah.
But He was okay.
Oh my God.
They said, you know, maybe anything he's dealing with is just upstairs, but I said he was always crazy. That's why they put him in that unit.
Right.
No, he was like this before.
Oh, right on. God bless.
He always laughs about that. Yeah, he's the best, man. He's awesome. All right, so I got your account created here. You should be receiving the actual outlines of the agreement. As mentioned, this is a true month-to-month agreement. We do recommend that in order to get results as fast as possible, that you are actively involved in the campaign. So we ask you to be responsive to calls from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time. You know, try to get back to everybody if you can. If it gets overwhelming, we totally understand. You have the right to refuse service to anybody just because they call you. Doesn't mean you have to go out there and help them. The initial term of your service agreement is just a one-month term. Like I said, it's a month-to-month campaign. The first month's payment, they say, is a non-refundable payment just due to the discounts that are applied. They don't want to start working on it and then have you backpedal. We actually lose money with the pricing structure that I got for you. But first month's payment goes through today. It's January 3rd, 2025, at $299. Every month moving forward, it'll stay $299, as I promised you earlier. It'll renew on the third day. You can discontinue, cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue one day, just let us know before the next bill is due. And then it asks, Do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
Okay, perfect. And then just so that we're on the same page, because this is the only homework that we'll need from you. I know you say you're not super computer savvy. But if you go to your text messages there, it's also in your email, there's going to be a link in there. It'll say, pictures needed for Google verification. So you'll have the initial invoice, kind of like the one I sent you earlier, but then you'll have your actual, Google verification form that should come through.
Via email, you said?
Yeah, via email and text message. Usually it takes a little longer. It's usually like the last text message to come through, last email to come through. But there is a form in there. It's about 20 questions, and it's going to ask you if you have like license or insurance, business registration, if it's required by your state for your industry. Google's going to ask for it, and then they put a little badge on your profile so that way people that are finding you online know that we've already done that vetting. They can just go ahead and get into the meat and potatoes of the conversation with you right away.
We are not licensed currently. Mm-hmm. It's municipality dependent here in Colorado.
Right.
And
that's what I said. If it's required. If it's required.
Well, what is
keyword?
That's kind of a gray area because
depending
on the scope of work,
so
it's either required or not.
So right, and this always happens with Colorado. I usually deal with Colorado. Fill out the form as best you can. Right. For us to promote you, there's no problem. There's no issue. We can advertise you. But we're supposed to recommend that you get it at some point and obviously proceed with caution on any work that you do accept. You know, you just don't want to run into the wrong client or deal with the wrong people. So you already know that.
No,
if you guys have been in business already, then it's totally fine. There's nothing against us posting
well,
you.
Well, what we do for bigger jobs is we actually, because it's so difficult to get a Class A license in Colorado, they basically don't even give them out anymore. It's kind of a bracket, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But we have a resource who, and this is just what a lot of contractors do. I can't remember the term, or it's a legal thing where you can
subcontract.
You can hang your name under a Class A guy.
Oh,
he's your best management. Yes, exactly. So
yeah,
when we have clients like that, we do that because it's a hell of a lot cheaper for us. And then there's still the, you know, everyone's taken care of too on the liability side. So.
Yeah.
Technically, we are licensed.
We still want to try to get you that advanced verification badge. So it's like if you can even get a picture of a paperwork and then send it in, it's not like it's something that's going to be sent to every single client. It literally goes to Google once, and then they issue that badge. And it's like once you have that badge, you never have to go do it again. Like you don't have to get re-Google verified. Even if you leave our services later, people will still be able to look up your name, see your reviews, see your Google verified, see your legitimate company. So it's good thing to have. It might be a little bit of headache, but it's worth getting.
You would want to see not just the, you'd want to actually see the certificate for, you know, class A, B, C, or
It just says upload photo on the file, and usually if you just put something in there and it's even along the guidelines, like I've had people put an expired one in there before. Like they just snap a picture and it's like they look and they see, okay, there's something there, and then they just go, okay, he has it. It's not something that they look super deep in. It's not like your car registration. They're like, hey, this is outdated, you know. They just want to make sure it's like you guys have something there. If they're going to give you that badge, we can still market
Mark
you without the badge. Okay.
Okay. Mark does have a GC license, so I guess maybe we'll just use that. It's expired.
Okay.
So.
That's fine. Yeah, send it in. Okay, GC license. I'll just notate this too. Submit. Yeah, and then it tells you right at the bottom, like if you're missing anything of the ones that they are saying are required, just check the box that you're okay with us doing a video call. And if we need to, we'll just get the Google rep on the line from across the street. We have tons of them, and they'll just verify your listing over the phone with you.
Okay. Cool.
It is a video call, so they'll probably like FaceTime you or Skype or depending on what you could use on your device there. But they'll do a video call, and they'll just verify you over the phone if we have to. But usually we want to go this route first, you know, fill it out. There's an issue. Maybe the guy's not tech savvy, can't fill it out, then we go to the video call.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, no problem.
Yeah, we don't let anything stop us from getting you or fulfilling our end of the agreement, getting you up there.
Great.
Okay. Great. All right. So I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with our team here. Looking forward to stealing you away from Home Advisor. Save you guys some money and make you more.
I know Mark will feel good about this, too.
Yeah, he'll love it.
Yeah,
it's just, you know, I always say our educated clients are the happiest ones, though. So if you guys have, like, questions, comments, concerns, you know, you can always call in. We'd be happy to break everything down for you so he understands what we're bringing to the table. And I'm sure, you know, once he sees that, he'll have no problem with this. It's really a need nowadays, you know. It was already a need in 2023. Now we're going into 2025. So if you guys could have started on it sooner, we'd probably be even more ahead of the game. But it is what it is. Better late than never.
Yep. And, you know, in a new business, this is what I've really learned is there's a lot of trial and error and discovery. You know, you just got to kind of, you know, take the punches and, you know, keep that shit pointing in the right direction and, you know.
So, yeah, we'll get you those answers and without you having to break the bank, too. I mean, I saved you about $600 on the initial investment on the new in business package here, the Platinum package, and save you another $300 every month moving forward. So we'll definitely get the answers as far as what's going to be best long term.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate it. I'm glad I was around to take your call.
Yeah, likewise. I was happy we got a hold of you because sometimes we go down the list and it's kind of first come, first serve, and I get a guy that I don't enjoy talking to and I realize, oh, I'm going to have to work with this guy for the next few months. But, you know, you've been great. So,
likewise, my friend.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I love that Mark has a love for veterans too. That's definitely kind of right up my alley. My whole family is veterans. So, you know, I'd love to talk with him and maybe share some stories. But other than that, you know, thank you for signing up again. You know, welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to the rest of your day, but we're going to circle back with you here between 2 and 3, and we'll knock out that client interview with you, okay?
Perfect. Sounds like a plan.
All right, Blake. I'll talk to you then.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.